I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. She called herself Jihad Jane. News of Colleen Rose's arrest in October was withheld until Tuesday after the arrest of seven alleged jihadists in Ireland. LaRose is believed to have used the internet to recruit people for terror attacks. A Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says LaRose appears to have been searching for something. Crescent Project is a ministry that helps Christians share Jesus with Muslims. Masri says prayer is the first step.
They can sign up on our website for call to prayer. We will send them an email to join us in praying for Muslims every Friday at noon. We praise the Lord now. Thousands are joining us regularly to pray for God to send mercy, to send hope to the Muslim community.
More details are at our website. Next, Open Doors says the situation in Nigeria is still tense after weekend attacks last week left mostly Christians dead in the street. The Persecution Watch Ministry now reports up to 500 people dead in the Muslim-directed violence. An Open Doors source in Nigeria says it's a spiritual battle. Christians and non-Christians alike are livid about the attacks. Pray that God would calm the situation and that the evangelical believers would be as Christ, which could help end the cycle of violence. And Iraq's elections brought hope to the forefront of this emerging nation. Words of Hope's Lita Young says their Arabic broadcast blanket the area with the hope of Christ. Sadly, persecution might remain as part of the landscape.
The problem has not been the government itself, but rather the Islamic leanings of some Iraqi people who take it upon themselves then to unofficially intimidate and persecute.
Pray for stability to return to the country. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.